This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Categories coming up. Famous shoe brands and your favorite superhero villains. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, Ola Bachola's greetings from Rochester, New York. It is my 14th birthday today. Can I get a old-school fish sandwich? An old man, Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about modern-day technology. Love you guys' show. Keep it up. That from Cooper.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, you do not need modern-day technology. You see, technology only requires two double-D batteries.
Tja, sind wir seit 14.
ColecoVision.
I assume you're on the TikToks.
Yeah. And you made the plural. That's how you know he's old.
Yeah.
You're on the TikToks and the Facebooks.
On the TikToks.
But Charles, I want to wish my nephew Matthew a happy 27th birthday. Huge fan of your show. Could you give him some Dirty Germans talking about weeding his garden? Thanks so much, guys. You are the best. That from Marsha.
Yeah, I hope you weed your garden before we get together tonight. Last time, my throat kept itching.
Yes, you know, he says that, but mainly what he wants to remind you is bend at his knees.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't walk around like a crippled old man while you're at work with your friends. Not saying it has happened to me, but it happened to me.
So someone else is German.
Ola crew, today marks the birthday of a close friend. She's a great wife, mother, and all things to her family. Wishing her the happiest birthday to Heather. I think she's 21 with a few more years on her. Can we give her a Oh Dear Jesus and some coaching from Coach Ted on being 21 for the 20th time? That from the Elk Plain Drifter, Amy Jean, Greg, and all the other gang.
Oh dear Jesus!
All right, the 21 run for the 20th time. This is the year you got to lock in. You've had 19 21st birthdays. Well, now it's big number 20. And you got this thing settled down. Let's do the smart thing. Let's eat first. Let's keep some water around. Let's get drunk.
Yep, old man drinking right there. Old bitches, today is my husband Fobby's 32nd trip around the sun. Can I get an uh-oh look out? Some turtle wax with Leroy Jenkins in the paws. Thanks, guys. That from Amber.
Uh-oh, look out.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Boo, bitches, today's the day I turned 32, so I would love to request some Aussie Ted along with Miles giving some inspirational words to Thrill about how every rose has its thorn.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, bitches. That from Ernie.
Eh, Teddy from Melbourne. You know, every rose does have its thorn.
Shut up.
Learned that one of the greatest songs ever made, The Americans. Poison. I believe that was the name. What was the guy's name? Brett.
Michaels.
Dashing man. We love him down here.
Would you like some? I listen to my favorite song. It's playing on the radio. I hear the DJ say loves a game of easy come and easy go. But easy come is always more fun.
That sounds like a product nobody wants to buy. It's not easy cheese.
It's not easy go. turned 36 today, and all I wanted you guys talking all over yourselves about mechanics with shoulder injuries. Thanks, guys. That from the angry German mechanic.
Well, as far as shoulder injuries,
I guess it was shoulder injury. That would be
some of the worst.
You can't put your arm under your pillow.
Actually, go away. Get to
work on
the
parts.
Maybe just
pull them out.
Put them
in.
My plan is to gaga ball of all freaking
shoulder injuries. Really do suck.
Guys, it's my best friend Jeff's 30-some-odd birthday. Yes, I'm that crappy of a best friend. I have no idea how old he's going to be. Anyway, can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small, some shotgun gets from Thrill, and Mickey and Goofy talking about how dumb Batman is and how Superman is a way better superhero. Thanks, good sirs. That from Carlos.
What is it?
What do you want?
Your penis is too small.
Shotgun get.
Well, gals, that's sure it's a tough one between old Superman and Batman. That's sure Superman's a real, real nice fella, but let's face it, if I had to throw down and have a party, I'm going to hang out with Batman.
Oh, you know what? You want to know why Batman sucks and he's dumb? Because he had rich parents. He just got into a school. I heard he's on the crew team. He didn't even really study.
Gentlemen, today is my awesome wife Kelly's 36th birthday. She does not listen to your show, but I figured I'd give her a shout-out anyway so I could get a bagel shop guy and you guys talking all over yourselves about which is better, Wawa or Sheetz.
You're not God or my father. Or my boss.
They're both good in their own
way. It's really difficult to go to, but in the end,
number one,
Sheetz. Because they have more options, man. That's really all. Every time I go to these girls, it's not there.
Wawa does have those pretzels there.
I'm all about it every time.
Shut your mouth.
Get Jack Daniels. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant on line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 206-421-ROCK. A couple extra emails before we get there. Let's see. Ola Bacholas, I started to work on a Camp Dig It t-shirt for you guys. Take a look. Think KISW might want to work with me on it, pro bono, of course. Stay safe for your loyal listener in Kansas City, Thomas, U.S. Ambassador to Algonia, who said he's still working on a Algonian flag shirt, too. Put me in touch with your people, he says.
I will say, I liked his design.
I did like
it. I think it was well, it's subtle, but it's a very well thought out design.
As far as the blue whale from Big Dummy
yeah.
being the biggest animal that has ever walked on planet Earth
or
from the very
swam.
Beginning. Blue whale measures 82 feet in length, according to this email. An Argentinosaurus, somewhere between 80 and 120 feet. This must be something that they discovered after I learned of Brontosaurus, or whatever the biggest one was back in the day.
It was Bronto, then we had Brachio.
Brachiosaurus, maybe.
The problem is, once you stop being kids, you just don't pay as much attention.
I used to know them all. Stegosaurus.
You know, I know that one, sure.
All the big ones. Subject air fryer. I recently moved in with some people that have an air fryer.
Ooh.
Tonight, we baked a cake in a bowl in the air fryer. My mind is blown, and I will be getting one as soon as I move.
Uh-huh.
That from Josh. Josh Bob, actually. Guy with two first names. Hola, amigos. I'm an avid listener from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I've been wondering for a while what it means when Miles says the show will be a guaranteed future repeat. Keep on rocking, brothers. That from Bren. Well, Bren, what we're hoping is that we put on such a good performance that if we were to ever take a day off, that this show would be so good, it would be a rerun. So, like, typically, like Stephen Colbert, any of these guys go on vacation. When they do go on vacation, they take the best shows that they had.
Uh-huh.
And they play them back based on, you know, guests or whatever the
deal. We don't really have, like, best shows ever. We just have what's available.
Sure. Dangerous hobbies. This isn't exactly a sport or hobby. Listening to you guys talk about the injury at the base of his spine reminded me of this. I used to work at a remote field site in Alaska doing some salmon studies. One day I was off duty, so I decided to go beachcombing. When climbing over a big old driftwood log, I slipped and came right down on my thing. It hurt like hell, and I had to hike back to the cabin. Halfway there, I hear a low grrr from a tree and look up and see a Kodiak bear cub up there, which means the mom is obviously nearby. Hurting or not, I got the hell out of there and made it back to the cabin. My back kept hurting me, so my boss flew me into Kodiak to get checked out by a doctor. After an x-ray, it was determined that I had just severely bruised my hoo-hoo.
Ooh.
The doctor, his opinion was that the best thing to get over this was, wait for it, an anal and vaginal massage. I said I was feeling better and left in a hurry. I later heard that he left Kodiak under not so savory circumstances.
Jesus.
Jesus whiz.
Wow.
I'd
rather deal with a bear.
Guys, heard your recommendation for Who Songs Tequila. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. That is real smooth. Also made some red sauce for my lasagna with Men's Room sausage and ground beef.
Oh, my.
And it was delicious.
Of course it was.
That it was.
That from Eric. That's a great. I've never put two types of meat in lasagna
really?
Before. Nope, just always ground.
The lasagna's supposed to
live, brother, live.
Yeah, I thought usually lasagna has both.
Like ground pork, maybe? Then
yeah.
Ground. Okay.
Yeah, oh, man. Game changer.
Yeah. Gentlemen, since you all are no longer syndicated, could you please bring back Bad Choice Friday? That is signed everyone who listens to KISW. That is something that we very well could do. Food you can't eat anymore. All the boys, you guys were talking a few weeks back about food that you can't eat anymore. And brought up these smaller size Big Macs.
Yeah.
I order them for my son every now and then. They are here in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. We call them the DLM, which is a double cheeseburger dressed like a Mac. DLM.
Ah, okay.
We also still have the large plain shredded wheat that you can only fit two in a bowl. So they got the big ones still.
Big boys.
As a kid, I used to put boiled water on them, let them get mushy, drain the water, then add milk and sugar. Made it like an oatmeal of sorts. Cheers, guys. That from the lovely Cara in Victoria, British Columbia. And one more, what I snuck into. Olabacholas, this was back in the early 80s. I was in my mid-20s. I once had to sneak into an impound lot at night to get money out of my car that was impounded in there. I didn't have any money because I just got out of spending 3 days in jail. I wound up there because I was living in Orlando and decided to drive down to Daytona for bike week. The Harley was dead. I decided to drive down and party. Back then, I was a heavy drinker, wound up drunk that night. I was driving around looking for a place to crash, found a motel, pulling into the parking lot, and I hit a Harley parked out front. There was about three or four of them side by side, and it all started in a domino effect. The ruckus brought the bikers out of the room, and they were pissed. Thought I was going to get my ass kicked. Their old ladies came out when they realized what was going to happen and talked them out of it, and instead, they called the cops. Stay safe, bitches. That from Mikey B.
That's a better alternative.
Going to jail for 3 days or getting beaten up by four bikers.
I'm taking 3 days.
I'm taking the 3 days.
Yeah. Our question.
All right, time now for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, and then from there you pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
A lot of you know him as the Mountain from Game of Thrones, but here he is, Rhaenyra. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, bitches.
Liquor and whores. All right, Rhaenyra, welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Your categories today. We have the top 10 sports shoe brands, not only in the United States of America, but also in the world. You know every single one of these brands. They are athletic shoes to some degree, depending on the sport. But, yeah, they are the most popular in the world. And then we have for you America's 10 favorite superhero villains. Survey decided to go over all Marvel and DC villains and find that our super, not only superheroes, but also our superhero villains. So categories are going to be superhero villains or your top 10 sport shoe brands. Where are you going on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Well, being a comic book nerd, I think I'm going to try my luck with the super villains.
All right, super villains.
So these are everybody's villains, not just one specific guy.
Well, no, they're just the most popular villains because right. Some people have multiple villains, and then there's a few villains, I guess, that torment anyone that crosses their path.
There's one main crossover villain here, maybe one or two. Either way, Batman has a lot of villains. Spider-Man has a lot of villains. And as you said, Steve, there are a lot that cross over all aspects of the Avengers, X-Men world,
sure,
and everything in between. All right, so the way we play the game, Rhaenyra, is you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Who is your first guess on America's 10 favorite superhero villains?
Well, I think I'll go with my personal favorite, Venom from Marvel.
Venom at number 3, that is correct. Bonus points. Who is Venom the villain of primarily in most of the films?
Spider-Man. Come on.
Okay.
Spider-Man, even Ted threw that one out
just
there.
Just making sure you guys know.
By the way, Venom, very good teeth.
Okay.
crazy.
Well, I mean,
would he need to hire a doctor during
his
COVID?
His teeth are always on display. I just feel like we're such a bad guy. He clearly has a strict regimen for his oral hygiene.
I can't imagine what the dentist is going to say when we all go back to the dentist after the first time in 2 years.
Sure you do. Jesus God!
All this cleaning is going to take some time. We better book you for twice as long next time. All right, Rainier, you got number three. That would be Venom. These are the 10 favorite superhero villains of all time. What is your next guess?
How about name the spawn of him. Go with Carnage.
You're going to go with Carnage. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Not
I think
list.
You got to go. I mean, to me, the Joker is the most famous villain of all time.
Rainier, I'm going to tell you right now. Now, you are a comic book nerd. That is self-confessed. That's where you're going to run into trouble. Because when you said Carnage, I'm like, man, it just doesn't resonate with people like me or Miles or Ted. Like, our deepest experience can be the Batman movies, maybe X-Men, maybe the Avengers. Right. Superman's obvious.
Think of it like this way. We all watch television, but chances are, if, I don't know, The Bachelorette's the most popular show on television, none of us in this discussion are watching. Right. So think more mainstream than what your world is as far as your knowledge.
Just go Joker. He has his own movies.
Or don't say Joker and watch how crazy Ted will get by not saying Joker.
You better say Joker.
I think that'd be an obvious choice, but I'm going to leave that for a little bit. So, and since Thrill said X-Men, I'm going to try Magneto.
Magneto's number six, and you are correct.
Yeah,
he is
bro,
a
seriously.
In the X-Men.
I'm just thinking movies, and based on that, I would throw Thanos just to see my kid's reaction to Thanos. Even though he's the bad guy, but he beat up everybody. So my kid, he's like his right. Darth Vader.
I'll go with Thanos next.
Thanos is number four. Started with Iron Man and then on to the Fantastic Four, Avengers, X-Men, and Guardians of the Galaxy. So Thanos is by far the superhero villain that's taken on the most superheroes.
He ain't scared.
No, he's not.
He's like, stealth.
Yeah, and every time he shows up, apparently he's good enough and popular enough where they want to put him in another movie. From everything I read about. All right, you got three of the 10. Venom, Thanos, Magneto. There are seven left. You got one strike there, Rainier. What's your next guess? These are America's 10 favorite superhero villains.
It might be something really stupid, too, like the Penguin or anything. Think about Batman. Batman, as far as the average public goes, myself being one of these people, it's all about the people he fights, right? So,
yeah.
That's why the Joker's on the Penguin, who I don't understand why he's a threat, but I feel like somehow he would make that list.
I'm gonna try this one. It might not be on there. How about Poison Ivy?
Poison Ivy. Not on the list.
That's what I thought.
People want to have sex with her. But
I'll give you a little hint here, Rainier, since you're
here's
down
a hint.
Two strikes.
Say Joker.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Clown Prince of Crime, Joker.
Joker's number one. By the way, there's three more villains that exclusively basically fight Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That you have not got yet.
So I'm guessing Penguin, Riddler, maybe Bane because of the movie.
Bane's pretty popular now because of the movie.
He was awesome in the movie. I think he was cool as hell. Granted, he's homicidal and killed a lot of people, but aside from that, he was fairly cool.
Maybe Catwoman?
Ooh, that's strong.
I don't think she qualifies as a villain. Like, she starts out that way, but I think we'll go with Thrill. I'll try Bane. It's probably going to be my last strike.
It is. He's number 11.
All right.
Ooh, all right. So he was close.
Bane is number 11 on the list. The Riddler came in at number 12.
Okay, hang on. People are saying Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn is number 8.
Yeah, my daughter loves her. I'm like, that's fantastic.
She's a villain?
Yes.
All right, didn't know that.
Batman.
She's really hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor from Superman number 5.
Okay.
Other snubs on the list, Two-Face, Red Skull, the Green Goblin, which was always my favorite growing up.
Really?
I love the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin.
I thought he kicked ass.
I thought he was this vegan dude.
Number 10 on the list would be Loki.
Ah, okay.
Number 9 is Mystique. She mostly does battles with the X-Men. 8 is Harley Quinn. 7, which was not gotten, was the Penguin.
Huh.
Magneto at 6, Lex Luthor at 5, Thanos at 4, Venom at 3, and Catwoman is in fact number 2. So the top 10 superhero villains of all time involve Batman. As a matter of fact, 4 of the top 10 superhero villains that America says is their favorite is from the Batman movie franchise.
He nerded himself out of it.
100%.
He's too deep into it.
Well, she didn't start.
You know what he's saying right now about Catwoman?
Catwoman is technically not a vampire.
I mean, she started that way, but not now.
Rainier, you're probably right. Correct, but this is what America voted on. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's right. I'm protecting
myself.
These
are lean times, brother.
Thank you.
I can't imagine he's going to like the normal grocery store.
You
have $4,000 to spend on a gold face mask.
That's what I'm saying. Where are you wearing that thing? Where are you wanting to flaunt that off?
Well, not at the IPL games.
That's a fact.
Well, the longer this goes on, I mean, there's going to be some new masks come out. People want to jump on them like Yeezys. You never know.
New Croc mask.
Dude, my new Yeezy mask. Oh, man, nice mask. Where'd you get that?
A woman in Arizona ripped all the masks off a display at Target and then threw them on the ground.
I saw the video of that.
And then told police that she was a spokesperson for the White House.
Yeah, I did hear her say that. She was basically telling them that they weren't listening.
All right.
To also, like she said, I have a $40,000 Rolex on, and then said, you're only doing this because I'm a blonde lady, and then screamed, everybody else is doing it. Like, there's no, other people aren't just destroying masks.
I mean, everybody else. Like,
yeah.
Who is everybody else?
Yeah. And then when she got out, she released a video where she used a racial slur.
And she said they're just doing it because she's a blonde lady?
Yeah.
Hey, you know. You stay tough, stay strong.
Did she drop the bomb?
Yeah.
About what?
She's back.
Oh, she's back. Okay.
All right. Good work. Let's see here. An airport in Taiwan is offering trips to nowhere for people who miss traveling. You can check into a flight, go through security, board a plane, and then sit on it for half a day.
Like we said before, that is the worst part of traveling.
Right.
You don't want to put yourself in that situation with other... Do you get the whole plane to yourself?
Right.
We already do that. But the payoff is that eventually this horrible experience gets us where we want to go.
Right.
We already sit on the plane half the day and go through security. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Who knows? Maybe this is like, I haven't been. Maybe this is the greatest airport experience ever.
Right.
I mean, not that the COVID risk isn't really, really real. And you know what I mean? More exasperated in that situation. But
no line at security.
That's what I'm saying. As far as getting into the airport, you know, getting your bags checked in. I mean,
you remembered to take your belt off when you went through the metal detector.
At this point in time, they're like, leave it off. Even if it crashes, only 9 people are going to die.
I do remember around Christmas time, a lot of the federal workers were furloughed. And I'm going to fly to the East Coast, and the nightmare is just going through the airport security around Christmas time. There's 10 million people. I forgot that these guys have been furloughed, but they're telling TSA, like, hey, work for free. So I remember I went to the airport, and I'm like, go ahead. Everybody. I mean, sir, like, the line was moving. We couldn't figure out why the line was moving so fast. And then when I realized, when I looked at the TSA workers, and rightfully so, though, their arms folded, like, I don't want to be here. I am going broke.
Right.
So, I mean, straight, I mean, you leave your belt on. Do you need the laptop up? No.
It's like, if the metal is detected right where the belt buckle is, it means it got a belt
on. It's a belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. Go.
A 5-year-old kid in England named Tony, lost both of his legs as a baby, and he just got a new set of prosthetics in February. Now he's raised over $1 million for charity by walking 10 kilometers last month, or just over 6 miles.
It's a big deal. I wonder how old he is now.
I mean, 5 years old.
Okay, well, that's a long way for a 5-year-old kid. I mean, they have boundless energy, but somebody who's learning how to wear prosthetics and
6 miles,
yeah, it's a pretty good haul.
There's a circus festival in Montreal each year, but they don't want people grouping up because of the virus. So they're doing a bunch of pop-up circus performances all around the city this week without announcing where they'll be.
And you want to be there, too, because if you've ever been to Montreal and looked at the women, I can't imagine what the circus performers look like. I mean, honest to God, I mean, might not be a bad thing to go check that out. Trust me. Montreal has the most beautiful women in North America, period, of any place that I've ever been.
You sure it's not Cleveland?
So I'm pretty sure that anyone who's involved in acrobatics.
The funny thing about Montreal is every friend I have of It doesn't matter. White friends, black friends, whatever. They all say the same thing. Like, the women, like, Montreal's awesome. You gotta go. The women are beautiful.
Never see anything like
it. And that's it. It's never like the history of the, like, the
no.
women.
Like, you guys know my buddy Aaron. Like, same way. He's like, you've got to go to... I mean, he sounds exactly like...
Quebec
like,
City's the same way, if you want a smaller little town.
But Montreal is supposed to be that cool. Well,
let's go. Road trip.
A bachelor party in Austria
let us in now.
A bachelor party in Austria left the groom-to-be in the hospital, and I will test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Police in Edmonton are currently looking for information after a vehicle with stolen license plates crashed into a restaurant. Well, police were called to the restaurant about 7 a.m., where they found a Pontiac Torrent with a stolen plate. It smashed through the wall. Now, the business shared images of the damage on its Instagram account, and they just want to let everyone know, hey, no one was at the restaurant at the time. While there is significant damage, no one was inside, therefore we have no injuries of our employees. However, a passenger in that car, who's not being particularly cooperative, they did suffer some minor injuries. But the reason we're toasting the situation is because the business in question, it's a pho restaurant, and it is named Pho King. So the police are looking for the person that drove their car into the Pho King restaurant.
Oh, man.
Right into the Pho King wall of the Pho King restaurant. Now, it should be noted, if you're going, hey, man, there's one in Tacoma. We saw it earlier today as Mike and I were doing a little research. There's one in Tacoma. There's one in Seattle. This one is Edmonton. If you want to read their statement, you would go. It's on Instagram, and it's Pho King Edmonton.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, they're there Edmonton it is. Location.
Oh, yeah. I read that, and I'm like, that is fantastic. I'm glad someone did that, because I've always wanted to open a pho restaurant just to give it that name. We also had the idea of...
The kits for home.
Yeah, it's a kit where you can make your own pho at home. So it's the kit for pho, right? It'd be my pho kit.
So many ideas.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's right there. But yeah, this is honest to God truth. This car slammed into the wall of the Pho King restaurant in Edmonton, Alberta.
I just wanted to name mine S.O. Pho Show.
We can open a whole chain across the country.
Is that place good?
Soul food, huh?
Pho really? Show. You're right. Soul food.
I thought it was going to be...
It's a different style.
It's a fusion.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It comes with shrimp and grits. All right, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, Mitola!
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hogan, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Chuck, you understand how this year's game was played.
I do.
All right, fantastic. We have three styles of story for you to choose from today. We have the wonderful world of drugs, where you will guess the drug in question. We have what's in their food, where somebody unfortunately discovered a non-food product in their food. And our latest category, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that someone placed into their own rectum.
I want to go drugs.
Drugs. Wants to go drugs. It is. All right, here you go. Fine choice. In this case, we're talking about one Mr. Michael Moscana. He's a longtime firefighter from St. John in the Baptist Parish in Louisiana. Well, he falsely told a Border Patrol agent at a checkpoint back in mid-June that he'd gone on vacation, but he decided to leave his family behind in Mexico and return to the U.S. to go back to work. According to him, he'd said, hey, man, my fire department is a little short-handed at work, and I just want to get home early and do the right thing. Well, the officer grew suspicious, and instead, he decided to have a drug-sniffing dog check the rental pickup truck. Well, the dog alerted the agent to a locked toolbox in the back of the vehicle, but the suspect claimed he did not have a key. Agent said, no problem, we'll force it open. And that they did. And that's where they found 18 bundles of drugs wrapped in black plastic. Now, the drugs were worth about $150,000. And that's what made his problem worse, because they understood at that point this was not for personal consumption. He planned to sell it in the U.S. So he was charged with intentional and unlawful possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute.
Do they believe that he brought this product back with him from Mexico?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they believe he did not go to Mexico with it, but he came back from Mexico with it.
Okay.
Again, in a rental truck, and it's in the toolbox of the rental truck. So they opened it up, they realized his drugs are in there, and now his ass is in a world of trouble. My question for you, though, is what are the drugs that he had in the toolbox? Was it cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth? So cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth, one of these was found in the rental pickup.
What does the drug expert Ted say?
All right, so he's got a truck. Everything's wrapped in plastic in black.
Inside of a toolbox in a rental pickup truck, yeah.
So how big are the bundles?
I don't know. It just says bundles.
He said Xanax, weed,
cocaine, or meth.
Mm-hmm.
I like meth on this one, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking cocaine or meth.
Based on the size toolbox, if it was weed and you're talking bundles, it's going to take a little bit more quantity, I believe, to get $100,000 worth of Mexican brick.
$150,000.
So to me, that sounds like a big couple big trash bags full, at least three or four. I don't see you driving that or putting it or hiding it in the toolbox. In this,
physically, a pound of weed is just a lot more.
When you think about saving the bales in Key West and the bales that wash up on the shore, they look like hay bales.
And what city was he in?
I don't know where his crossover. He lives in Louisiana, but he's driving back from Mexico. So I don't know if he went through Texas or what. I would assume he probably went through a Texas border.
I mean, meth makes sense. Also, it's like in a work box. But I believe in Mexico, you can also buy prescription drugs like pretty freely.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he was just running his own little Xanax ring here and just thought he could sneak them in.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you could pack anything. I mean, look, depending where you go in the world, sometimes weed is packaged that way. But I don't know. I still think that would be a lot of weed to try to sneak back.
I think anything, any illegal drug that you're trying to get over an international border is probably packaged as well as any drug can be packaged.
Right. And the other ones would all like be like cocaine, meth, weed. I'd be like, oh, the dogs are going to smell this. But maybe he thought, well, they're just pills. The dog won't know. This is just my theory.
All right, so Teddy, you want to go Xanax?
I'm going to go Xannies.
I'm going to go methamphetamines.
He's bringing it back.
Chuck, what are you thinking here? Cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth?
I'm going to go with meth, final answer.
Meth, final answer, Chuck. All right, we're going to find out if this guy was smuggling cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You're in The Men's Room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just 8 minutes, yes, we will drink. We will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alrighty, a new study found people who are fans of apocalyptic movies are actually coping better with the pandemic than others.
Been waiting for this, bro.
A psychologist said, quote, you take the perspective of the characters so you're unintentionally rehearsing the scenarios.
Like zombie movies or anything like that.
Exactly.
Okay. That said, I like apocalyptic movies, but never have I seen the characters happy.
Just don't want to live it.
Right. I never thought, man, 28 days later, I hope that happens to us.
Hope I can't go to a bar.
The thing is that in some of those movies, isn't it to some degree a sense of wish fulfillment? You know, you hear about it all over the place, all over social media, that everybody's waiting for the zombie apocalypse, and they're loading up their bunkers of all kinds of weaponry and whatnot so that they're ready for the zombie apocalypse. These are their types of movies. They get to be that badass. Like, what was the movie, dang it, I can't think of it. There's an apocalyptic movie where there's just some badass who's just defeating zombies everywhere, and he's just roaming around the
I Am Legend? No.
But again, that's
but
great
you know
that
what
you're
I mean.
A bad. I know what you mean, but I was thinking to myself, still, I would not want to find out how big of a badass I am. If I beat up Mike Tyson, I'm cool with that. The fact that I've killed 1,000 zombies, like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the Mad Max movies. I love those movies, right?
That might have been it.
At no point have I ever thought, man, oh, man. It would be awesome to be him.
Like, what did the human centipede teach me in real life?
In case anything happened. Like, you guys don't watch, like, a Mission Impossible movie and just imagine yourselves as
that's
the secret
different.
Agent?
Sure.
Mission Impossible. It's not that different. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but Mission Impossible, it's a job. It's a job that I accepted. It is a job that I have trained how to do. I don't want to be in a situation, but if I am trained on how to fly a helicopter, how to decommission a bomb, and I can fire a gun from 200 yards away, the pistol, and hit you in the head, like, okay, that's my job. The zombie movies, like, this is not a job. This is pure survival.
Right.
That's not
I get what they're
fun.
Saying, though. I mean, that's why romantic comedies are so popular.
Sure.
Because people want to live that fantasy
what
of
if?
The ultimate.
It will never happen.
Yeah. No, I've had this white horse for years, waiting for the engagement.
Let's see. It says, here's the story of a woman who spent thousands of dollars to look better on Zoom and says it was worth it. And that's why I didn't work on it.
To look better on Zoom?
Oh, you mean right. As far as all the different, like, I don't know, mounting a camera in the right position, putting in things behind you to make you look like you have a decent
probably,
backdrop.
But I didn't work on it, so.
Okay.
Maybe she got lip injections.
Right?
Hey, Bobby. Welcome to my boom call.
Zoom in on my lips.
Just did everything with their front-facing camera staring at her so that she could find out what's the best.
Like I said, one thing we've discovered, and Ted, you hit me to this first, but when the explosion of selfies really, really took off, Ted said, man, the whole thing, when you notice, is that everyone's holding the camera above them and they can do their duck lips, whatever.
Correct.
And Ted just pointed out, look, that's not an accident. You look thinner, whatever the case.
Yeah, right.
And like anything, you hold the camera below you, you get a double chin, blah, blah, blah.
Fact.
With Zoom, just the way people sit versus where the computer is, it's like the worst selfie ever. So the whole time I'm looking at everyone, I'm like, you look fatter on Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I see what I see, man.
And it's weird to look at yourself that long.
Yeah.
It is. You can't help but start checking yourself out like, Jesus Christ.
I'm adjusting myself in my seat the entire time, trying to get my shirt just right.
Yeah.
That's why I switched to the floor.
It's not a bad call.
You went to the floor?
Yeah, on the weekends. I just pop down on my floor, have it up on my table.
That's thinking.
Nice. Back relaxed.
Shoulders up.
Yeah. Keep my back from hurting from leaning over.
A politician in northern Spain has offered to resign after he accidentally broadcast himself showering during a meeting that was being live streamed.
Accidentally filmed himself showering. Yes. Where did he put his phone?
It's easier than you think.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
But now, way, I wouldn't resign. I'd be like, look, you're lucky that you got to see me naked. That'd be my first take. But like, if it was honestly an accident, like, I'm not going to resign because you saw me naked. Get over yourself.
It's just, there's a lot of people, you know, especially in this world where everybody's working from home. Everybody's kind of lumping a lot of different things in there. You can go on YouTube right now and catch a lot of Zoom calls that went horribly wrong. No, Daniel, no is one that I highly recommend because this guy was leading the meeting and he grabbed a little bottle of something there that he
Wow.
Bad things happen because
what
people.
What did he do?
You know what he did, Miles.
I do not know what he did.
He grabbed a bottle of Lubriderm and then by then the video stopped.
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh wow!
So these things happen because people. There's several steps, unfortunately, to be able to get off of these things. Also, there are some people that will listen to the meeting. You know, the meeting was being live streamed and he was just going to take a shower real quick, which means he didn't really quite have to be involved in all of the meeting. So he's going to knock out a shower real fast, but he forgot to turn his camera off is what I'm assuming happened here.
Maybe it's a lot easier than you think. Next time we have a Zoom meeting with Hair Club or Castle, whatever.
Trying to be naked.
We can simulate masturbation.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. I thought the camera was on.
Oh, wait, this is the meeting went so much quicker.
Oh, dear.
We're just yelling outbursts. Oh!
Just tweak your nipples.
Are you looking at the video?
Yes. It's not just.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, look.
So
hang on.
The guy is leading the meeting.
Oh,
and he comes back with lotion. And he starts grabbing
tissues. And a couple tissues. There's no hiding at all what he's about to do here.
Bennett knows.
And everybody sees him. And the thing is he turned his sound off or something? Because they keep telling him, like, hey, get off the call. Get off the call.
Oh, no.
And he's not hearing a thing.
His sound's off, but he definitely thought his video was off.
Oh, yeah. So check those browsers, gang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, who has to do that in the middle of a meeting?
Good Lord. You don't have a whole lot of time when you're in charge of the meeting, so that means that you're running all these things. You don't have time for all this.
People just clicked out.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A nursing home in New Jersey posted, "We beat COVID-19 on their sign, and they did. Only after 26 of the residents were killed by the virus.
Yeah. Jesus, man. I mean,
oh, no.
Fantastic. Call it a victory one way or another.
That's right. There's an ad campaign from the operators of public transportation in Berlin, Germany, telling people not to wear deodorant. So they smell bad so that it'll make other people want to put face masks on. It doesn't help the smell.
Well,
it'll help social distancing. Yeah,
6 feet for sure.
But I can smell through it.
Look, if people aren't going to follow or pay attention to it, then do what you got to. Right? Eat an onion. Yeah. Don't bathe.
Exactly.
Have keep fun.
Mm-hmm. A man in India is going viral for spending roughly $4,000 on a gold face mask.
Does it work?
I would assume so.
Don't you hope
it doesn't? Metal?
Like whenever they put real gold on something you eat, I always go, this can't be a good idea.
Right.
You know, so just, I mean, gold is gold.
But can you breathe through it is the problem.
You can, but that's such a status thing. You're really not in a position to be someplace where status is really the thing right now.
Fair.
Because
it is for him.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, are you going to the grocery store with this thing on? Like, who are you showing this off to?
I would you trust people? If you go to a place like a grocery store and people around you knew that the mask you had is gold, would you want to be around those people?
That's fair.
Because no. I might hit you in the back of the head myself.
That's right. I'm protecting
myself. Lean times, brother.
Thank you.
I can't imagine he's going to like the normal grocery store.
You
have $4,000 to spend on a gold face mask.
That's what I'm saying. Where are you wearing that thing? Where are you wanting to flaunt that off?
Well, not at the IPL games.
That's a fact.
Well, the longer this goes on, I mean, there's going to be some new masks come out. People want to jump on them like Yeezys. You never know.
New Croc mask.
Dude, my new Yeezy
mask. Oh, man,
mask.
Nice mask. Where'd you get that?
A woman in Arizona ripped all the masks off a display at Target and then threw them on the ground.
I saw the video of that.
And then told police that she was a spokesperson for the White House.
Yeah, I did hear her say that. She was basically telling them that they weren't listening.
All right.
She said, I have a $40,000 Rolex on. And then said, you're only doing this because I'm a blonde lady. And then screamed, everybody else is doing it. Like, there's no, other people aren't just destroying masks.
I mean, everybody else. Like,
yeah.
Who is everybody else?
Yeah. And then when she got out, she released a video where she used a racial slur.
And she said they're just doing it because she's a blonde lady?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
You
stay tough, stay strong.
Did she drop the bomb?
Yeah.
About what?
She's back.
Oh, she's back. Okay.
All right. Good work. Let's see here. An airport in Taiwan is offering trips to nowhere for people who miss traveling. You can check into a flight, go through security, board a plane, and then sit on it for half a day.
Like we said before, that is the worst part of traveling.
Right.
You don't want to put yourself in that situation with other... Do you get the whole plane to yourself?
Right.
We already do that. But the payoff is that eventually this horrible experience gets us where we want to go.
Right.
We already sit on the plane half the day and go through security. That's ridiculous.
Who knows? Maybe this is like, I haven't been. Maybe this is the greatest airport experience ever.
Right.
I mean, not that the COVID risk isn't really, really real and, you know what I mean, more exasperated in that situation. But
no line at security.
That's what I'm saying. As far as getting into the airport, you know, getting your bags checked in, I mean.
You remembered to take your belt off when you went through the metal detector.
At this point in time, they're like, leave it on. Even if it crashes, only 9 people are going to die.
I do remember around Christmas time, a lot of the federal workers were furloughed. And I'm going to fly to the East Coast, and the nightmare is just going through the airport security around Christmas time. There's 10 million people. I forgot that these guys have been furloughed, but they're telling TSA, like, hey, work for free. So I remember I went to the airport, and I'm like, go ahead. Everybody. I mean, sir, like, the line was moving. We couldn't figure out why the line was moving so fast. And then when I realized, when I looked at the TSA workers, and rightfully so, though, their arms folded, like, I don't want to be here. I am going broke.
Right.
So, I mean, straight, I mean, you leave your belt on. Do you need the laptop on? No.
It's like, if the metal is detected right where the belt buckle is, it means it got a belt
on. It's a belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. Go.
A 5-year-old kid in England named Tony, lost both of his legs as a baby, and he just got a new set of prosthetics in February. Now he's raised over $1 million for charity by walking 10 kilometers last month, or just over 6 miles.
It's a big deal. I wonder how old he is now.
I mean, 5 years old.
Okay, well, that's a long way for a 5-year-old kid. I mean, they have boundless energy, but somebody who's learning how to wear prosthetics. And
6 miles, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good haul.
There's a circus festival in Montreal each year, but they don't want people grouping up because of the virus. So they're doing a bunch of pop-up circus performances all around the city this week without announcing where they'll be.
And you want to be there, too, because if you've ever been to Montreal and looked at the women, I can't imagine what the circus performers look like. I mean, honest to God, I mean, might not be a bad thing to go check that out. Trust me. Montreal has the most beautiful women in North America, period, of any place that I've ever been.
You sure it's not Cleveland?
So I'm pretty sure that anyone who's involved in acrobatics.
The funny thing about Montreal is every friend I have of, it doesn't matter, white friends, black friends, whatever, they all say the same thing. Like, the women, like, Montreal's awesome, you gotta go, the women are beautiful.
Never say anything like
that. And that's it's never like the history of the women.
Like, you guys know my buddy Aaron. Like, same way. He's like, you've got to go to... I mean, he sounds exactly like
Quebec. Quebec
like,
City's the same way, if you want to smaller little town.
But Montreal is supposed to be that cool. Well,
let's go. Road trip.
A bachelor party in Austria.
Let us in now.
A bachelor party in Austria left the groom-to-be in the hospital, and I will test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.